Hello?
Yes, hello, Abdul. This is Ruben calling from Local Splash.
Yeah.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Ruben?
How are you doing, sir?
Doing great.
Good
doing time. Great. Thank you very much for asking. Is it a good time?
Give me one second. Yeah, give me a sec.
Yeah, sure. No problem.
Yes, Ruben.
Put my hat on back and we'll just go cruise.
Tell me not to have it. Yes, Ruben.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you. I'm still
you
here.
Too, sir. Thanks. Yeah.
So I just wanted to check the number with you. So what they are saying is that they are working on setting up or creating the option to schedule, right, with the other system that we were using, which is called Tracking Metrics. We had the capability of doing it. We did update to another system, which is called Sync. So they're creating it as we speak. Now, in theory, though, that number is only going to be active from 7 to 4, right?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. So in theory, for example, right now, it's set up where if it's from 7 to 4, it's going to go directly to that number, right? If that number is going to be active, then that number is going to be receiving the call first. And then if it doesn't...
It's 7 to 4.
Exactly, the 614 number. And then if they don't answer, then it will go to your number. And after hours, you know, after hours, so after 4 o'clock Eastern, if that, in the weekend, if that Google call, if the Google voice number is not active, then it's going to go straight to your number, right? It's basically supposed to go to your number if they don't answer.
Hello. You hear me?
I can hear you.
So that number will be active all the time. Is this the calls get transferred to mine without getting transferred to that one? Can
yeah.
we do that? Or it has to get transferred to that one for the crypto ring a couple of times and then it comes to mine after hours?
For right now, it's got to go at least ring once on that 614
number. Can set it up like that. It can ring once or whatever. Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
can
so
ring one, go over to the rest. I mean,
929.
The client doesn't really recognize that it's going from one number to another, right? It's just ringing.
Mm-hmm. So it's active right now when everything is good. So my dispatcher should expect a call anytime since the ads are running.
Yes, we...
And then
we...
did you guys update... Go ahead. I got a lot of questions.
No, that's good. That's good, right? We're working on updating the service areas. Well, basically creating the Columbus campaign. We did update the Dayton campaign, the 40-mile radius. So we're just waiting for this to start popping off again.
Okay, so the ad is up and running within 40 miles radius as of right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we should see. We should see more clicks by today.
And then what's the daily budget? $30, right?
Yes, sir.
And then Columbus is going to be the same thing? 30 to 40, 40 miles radius also, and $30?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They're working on that campaign as we speak.
Okay, so we should be good. We should be good. So, see, I'm just gonna wait to see. Can we test it?
Yeah. Do you want to call it? Do you want to call it first, or do you want me to call it? See if it goes to her first.
Hold on.
Mhm.
Ruben, let me try. I'll call you right back.
Okay.
Can you give me a call in 5 minutes?
Yeah, I can call you back in 5. No problem.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
We'll reach out, okay? Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.